As promised, we are joined right now by running back for the University of Kentucky. He is coming off an enormous game, 165 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns in Saturday's win over number 14, Mississippi State. He set the school record for career TDs on Saturday. He leads the SEC in rushing yardage, rushing touchdowns, yards per carry. Kentucky is 4-0. They're ranked number 17 in both polls. Another huge game at home on Saturday. They get South Carolina. Benny Snell Jr. is my guest. Benny, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you. Great to talk to you. Let me ask you about Saturday night. In fact, lots of things to talk to you about. But before the game, Mississippi State's Jeffrey Simmons was yelling at you. I want to start there. What was he saying to you, and what did you make of it at the time?
Well, really, it was the specials was out. We were catching kicks, you know, and they came at the 50, and it seems like it was really the whole team. And I could point out Jesse, you know, they were pointing at me, you know, saying that. They were like, yeah, we want you, you know, to intimidate me. I'm like, yeah, I want you, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a little talk before, but it was all fun. I was excited.
Benny Snell Jr., my guest. I was going to say, you know, you don't strike me as a guy who is lacking in fire or lacking in motivation, and I know what you're saying, that it was all fun, but when somebody comes into your house and is yelling at you, did you feel any disrespect, and did it give you any more juice?
Yes, sir, definitely. I took that as disrespect from the get-go. As soon as I witnessed that, I was yelling back at him, of course, and when I get into the locker room, I told the guys, I was like, look, these guys just tried to, I don't know what they just tried to pull or what stunt they tried to, you know what I'm saying? So I told the guys, I'm like, that's disrespect, especially at home. They try to do that at home. We're not going for that. So we definitely had that fire up under us.
Benny Snell Jr., my guest. And then you go out there and you rush for 165 yards. You had 4 touchdowns. And that's a 21-point win over number 14, Mississippi State. As the game progressed, you tied Randall Cobb's career TD record. Then you broke that record. What was the entire feeling of Saturday night like for you?
Man, I was on the edge. You know, I was on the edge. I was on the edge every down, every time I was on the bench. The atmosphere was crazy. The fans was crazy. The best environment to play in, especially it rained a little bit. As the game went on, you know, it's like in the beginning, it's like we were kind of beating ourselves, you know. And then before the half, we were able to put that 2-minute drive down and go score. So we knew that we could put points on the board. You know, we were just beating ourselves due to the holding penalties, you know, not winning our one-on-ones. But you know, when we got in halftime, I'm like, yo, like, we can get it. We know what we're doing. We know what we're messing up. So now it's time to go out this next half, and let's put it all together. And that's exactly what we did.
We're talking Kentucky football. Running back Benny Snell Jr., my guest. You know, it seems to me Mississippi State is a really physical football team. That's something they pride themselves on. So what kind of a statement did you and your teammates make in dominating them and being able to run the ball as effectively on them as you were?
Definitely that we are the most physical team out of that matchup, I could say. You know, we knew that they had players all across the board. They had guys that could make plays, you know. But with me trusting my line, with my line doing such a great job, with my tight ends doing such a great job, you know, with Terry, my receivers, you know, it was just all in one. And I would take this offense over. I could tell you, I feel like this offense could take on any defense, like I was saying before the game, before the Mississippi State game. Like, you know, I'm very confident in this offense, and I know the things that we can do because I see it in practice every day.
Benny Snell Jr., my guest, you were talking about the environment. The crowd started to chant Heisman, Heisman, as you left the field. And now your name is coming up frequently as a Heisman candidate, and there's a great launch of a website, SnellYeah.com, which is awesome. What does the Heisman buzz mean to you, and what would it mean to you to actually win the award?
Man, such a prestigious award. It's such a blessing that my name is even in around that talk right now. You know, I'm blessed, but I still have the underdog feeling. You know, it's not like I'm successful or this team is successful, and you know we've made it. No, like we have a lot of big games left, and it's still early in the season. We're just 4-0. We got a lot more games to win. So I'm looking forward to that. The Heisman talk, you know, I feel like the Heisman talk is kind of late. You know, my numbers have always been there, but, you know, we haven't been really a winning program as we should be now. So now that the wins are coming, it's now the Heisman talk's coming. You know what I'm saying? So now I just try to, you know, I stay focused like nothing's changed, and I'm going to go forward. But I'm very blessed for that award. I would probably cry if I was able to get that award in my hands.
Kentucky, number 17 in both polls. They're 4-0. They're coming off a big win. Another big one coming up against South Carolina. You know, Benny mentioned that you kind of were approaching it like an underdog. Fact is, you go back a little bit because being overlooked is nothing new to you. For instance, you played high school football about 15 miles from Ohio State. You were a big Buckeyes fan. How much interest did you get from Ohio State from a recruiting perspective, and what kind of an impact did that have on you?
Yeah, I could say that. You know, with Ohio State, it was like a real gray area. You know, they would come to my high school. I would talk to them a little bit. I could tell that as the camps went on, I would go to Friday Night Lights every day. I mean, every chance I had, you know, I would go to their camps, and it's like they were just shying away from me, and I didn't know why, you know. And I was going to the camps. I was giving my all, and I felt like I was obviously the best back there, you know. But it's like I assumed to learn later that it was politics. They were taking backs that have politics, such as a back committed to Penn State, or they have a five-star rating, you know, and that's taking the true heart of football away, because I just prepared and I worked my butt off for the 40 to not drop any balls, to go through all the drills and be first. You know what I'm saying? And they still didn't see that, and it just blew my mind. For to go on with that and through high school, you know, I'm so glad I'm at Kentucky, you know. And I'm so glad I became who I am, because I became bigger than what I ever thought I would be.
Snell, yeah. Hey, Benny.
All the way,
man. My man, I've been in Kentucky. We have business interests in Kentucky. I love Lexington. I love Las Vegas. What was it about Kentucky that made you feel like that was the right place for you?
Definitely. I came on my visit. I felt like home right away. You know, it wasn't too far from Ohio. You know, all the people were so nice, right? You know, all the people were asking who I was and what my name was, and I didn't know them. Like, I wouldn't know anybody. And I'm just walking downtown, like, on the street. Coach Stoops had such a great plan. You know, he wanted to change the program around, and I wanted to be a part of that. He has this millions of dollars put in this facility, so only greatness can come up out of that, especially with all my guys that came in my class, such as Chaz Daniels, you know, guys that were sold in on this plan, you know, and I wanted to make a difference. So that's what I wanted to do.
So one more thought then. When you're getting this attention and you're getting this buzz around the program, people are no longer sleeping on you. They're no longer sleeping on that program or that team. What do you want people to know about Kentucky football that they don't know?
Yeah. I want them to know that, like, a lot happens behind doors that people don't get to see. This brotherhood is stronger than people, than the eye may catch. Like, if I have any questions, if I have any help, or just a little thing, like just to hang out, like I'm calling Cass, I'm calling my lineman, like, you know, like, just for instance, like if I have a question just to get better as a running back against a linebacker, I'll ask Jordan Jones or Cass, you know, and they'll help me get better. And then they'll have a question, and then I'll help them get better. So, and then not to mention, like, on the weekends, it's like I'm FaceTiming, like, the whole team. Then they're like, hey, what's going on? What y'all doing? You know, we'll wake up, we'll go see a movie. Like, it's just stronger than what the eye can see. And, like, not to mention, we worked out. We hustled, like, all summer, you know? So it's like we're like, it's kind of like we're in the army, like the Marines. Like that, these are my real brothers. So it's a real brotherhood right here.
What I'm hearing is no days off, all love, and it's fam, right? It's fam.
Yes, sir.
Benny Snell Jr., my guest. Last thought. At this rate, you're going to go down as one of the SEC's top 10 all-time rushers by the end of the season. Man, there have been some amazing running backs, some great, great running backs to come through the SEC. What's it going to feel like to hear your name mentioned alongside theirs?
Whenever that time comes, it's going to be a great feeling. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be proud of who I am, what I've become. And I'm going to definitely just want to give thanks to my linemen and those tight ends, you know. And they just, you know, they don't get that much credit as they deserve. But they do such a great job for paving the way for me. You know, I run hard and, you know, I can run through a tackler or two at any time because I'm always get mine. But, you know, without them, I would be nothing. So their help is so big and it's going to be a blessing.
Benny, you're a good baller, and you're a really good dude, and it is great to talk Kentucky football on this show. I really appreciate you. Great to get caught up. Great to have you on the show. Good luck this weekend, and I hope you and I can do it again before the end of the year.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you for having me.
Benny, that was great. Appreciate you very much. Good job. Really good job by you. Benny Snell Jr., UK fans, you should get up in here right now. You should tweet at me. You should call me. We're talking Kentucky football. All right, talk all you want about the basketball school. It is that. But we're talking Kentucky football in the jungle. I talk Kentucky basketball all the time. I talk thoroughbred racing. I talk Lexington, Lex Vegas. We're talking Kentucky football. What a class act. Great player. We already knew that. What a great kid. Corey Gales tweets, "Dear God, please let Kentucky meet Ohio State in the playoffs. Thank you. That is all. Hashtag Snell Yeah." SnellYeah.com is an awesome website. So he's on the Heisman list. And he said, "Hey, look, I've been putting up these numbers. I never really got that attention before because we didn't have team success." He's going to go down as a top 10 all-time SEC running back by the end of the year. What a story that was he told about Ohio State. I mean, he grew up 15 miles from the school and wanted to go there and would show up at all the camps and do all the work and do all everything he was supposed to do and couldn't get a look. And said he found out, you know, it was political. It was just political, and I could not be happier than where I am in Kentucky. Love that story. Dennis Dodd is feeling it. Look, if Dennis Dodd is tweeting, if Dennis Dodd is feeling it, you know the kid's awesome. Dennis Dodd tweets, "Whoa, Benny Snell Jr. taking some shots at Ohio State football and Jim Rome." Dennis, you see the kid working, though, right? Why not? He grew up there, he wanted to go there, and look at the career he's had. Those shots are not out of line. Those shots are not warranted. And don't tell me Ohio State couldn't use that guy right now.